It is normal when the national economy hits a hard rock that the popularity of the incumbent president plummets. Opposition rhetoric and enthusiasm would rise against the regime, and people call for a change and they look for someone to blame for what is happening. And this means change of the head of the political system. But in authoritarian systems, change is not that simple nor easy. It is usually through revolution or coups, not through elections. Revolution has not been available since 2013 in Egypt. Coups are difficult. The only option that seems clear and opposition wish for is a fair, transparent election and the existence of real presidential candidates who have viable alternative programs to save the economy. So far, no candidate has declared officially that he or she fits the bill. Sisi, while not officially declaring his standing for the election for a third time, his public activities indicate that he has not abandoned running a third term. He made statement that only God can prevent him from running as a president. His recent moves and activities show that he is in a re-election campaign without elucidating it. Remember when he went to the stadium to distribute food for almost 6 million families? If he decides not to run, it would also mean that the army is abdicating politics, and this is highly unlikely so far.
Supporters of Sisi say he has achieved much in addition to the establishment of the new administrative capital, new cities, the development of the road and bridge network, the expansion of the Suez Canal, and the elimination of terrorism. But his opponents accuse him of suppressing freedom of expression, arresting thousands, being responsible for the collapse of the local currency, increasing poverty rates, rising foreign debt, deteriorating economic situation, and the crisis of the Renaissance Dam with Ethiopia. Which side will tip the balance in Egypt?
The internal and external forces supporting Sisi have receded compared to when he came to power in 2013, 2014. But the counter forces are not yet strong enough to field an alternative, realistic candidate. The opposition is still drowned in rhetoric and gets a lot of attention from the people for their critique of the regime economic policies, but provide no viable replacement with a program or a candidate who can deal with the economic crisis, the external and domestic debt, the Ethiopian dam, corruption, overpopulation. Therefore, so far, the pro-Sisi camp still holds sway, controlling the deep state and branches of government. Moreover, external forces that back the regime do not want any unpredictable changes in the area, including Egypt, for the time being, because they are so busy with China, Russia, Ukraine, and so they don't want any disturbance in the Middle East.
Leading the names of potential candidates to compete against the president are former parliamentarian Ahmed Tantawi, Gamal Mubarak, the son of the former Egyptian president Hosni Mubarak, and the son of the brother of the late Egyptian president Mohammed Anwar Sadat, amid fears of harassment inflicted on any candidate hinting at the possibility of running for the presidential race. Would these names stand any chance to win, or just be used to give the process a legitimate image?
To have fair, free, transparent elections, you need more than monitoring and supervising polling stations on the election day. Any candidate needs free interaction with the people, no harassment to followers and supporters, and above all, change of the existing political culture. Luckily, free internet, social media exists, and more popular even than state-run media. So any candidate can run a campaign on YouTube and Facebook and be watched by millions of followers inside Egypt. It is, however, possible that the impact of the opposition rhetoric and dissatisfaction with the regime, that the turnout in the upcoming presidential election might be far much lower than any previous period of Sisi's re-election rule.